Next, I would like to ask our treasurer to make a report.
Yeah, the report of the Finance Committee of the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada, 1968. Reporting the society, respecting the society's own funds, there are no transactions to report. Respecting the Walter J. Helm Endowment Fund, which is held in trust by the society, the Finance Committee has the following to report. During the year, $10,000 Government of Canada 4.25% bonds and $10,000 Canada 1959 5.25% bonds were sold through the A.E. Ames and Company, and the proceeds invested in Canada Savings Bonds 1970 issue bearing interest as follows: 6.75% first year, 7.75% next 3 years, and 8% the following 4 years. Earnings paid to the governors of the University of Toronto for the benefit of the David Dunlop Observatory, in accordance with the will, terms of the will of the late Walter J. Helm, $6,560. The current book value of the fund is $144,493.75. Respecting the Ruth Northcott Memorial Fund, the total assets were $4,543.85 at the end of the calendar year 1970. In 1971, to date, a further $1,335.67 has been added. $66.72 of this was bank interest, with $1,268.95 payment from the estate, making a total of $5,879.52. Now, of this amount, the Finance Committee have invested $4,000 in Consumers Gas Company 8.18% debentures maturing February 1, 1991. And this is respectfully submitted by Donna J. Haley, QC, John F. Hurd, myself, Cyril G. Clark, Treasurer.
A motion from the floor to accept this report.
Bob Lyne.
Mr. Bob Lyne, yes. Second, a seconder? Well, Ken. Ken Chilton, no. Or any question on this financial report? All in favor? Thank you. Anyone against the report? Okay, all accepted unanimously. Thank you very much.